Welcome to GSO to Go Voices, a podcast that is brought to you by GeorgiaStandards.org, a program under the Office of Instructional Technology within the Georgia Department of Education. This is Tony Vlahakis, your GSO to Go Voices host. Thank you for tuning into the April 2010 GSO to Go Voices podcast. The feature article for this month is the K-12 Common Core State Standards. On March 10, 2010, the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers released the first public draft of the K-12 standards as part of the Common Core State Standards Initiative, co-chaired by Governor Sonny Perdue. The standards provide a consistent framework to prepare students for college and the workforce. Page 2 of the GSO to Go has links to more information, including a link to give your feedback. On GeorgiaStandards.org, we have posted the new K-5 Modern Language Standards. The GPS for K-5 Modern Languages develop student skills in the areas of listening, speaking, reading, writing, and cultural competence. In addition, students will be able to view, absorb, and evaluate material from non-print sources. New CTAE middle school instructional resources are available. The middle school resource units include a variety of activities and teaching strategies to accommodate all learners. The Lexile Framework for Reading in Action is intended to assist Georgia educators in their efforts to apply the Lexile Framework for Reading as a tool to differentiate instruction in the classroom. An important aspect of this resource is to link strategies and tasks to the Georgia Performance Standards and to preview possible task suggestions that can be further implemented using the Lexile Framework for Reading in conjunction with multiple web resources. Georgia students will soon be taking the CRCT and GHSGT. Hopefully, teachers are using the Online Assessment System, or OAS, and promoting its use at home. The OAS enables students in Georgia's public schools to access tests that consist of the same kinds of questions as appear on the two end-of-the-year assessments, the Criterion Referenced Competency Test and the Georgia High School Graduation Test. With students, intermediate grade-level teachers should watch Georgia's First Lady, Mary Perdue, reading the book Miss Twigley's Tree. Miss Twigley lives in a tree. She is shy and afraid of the world around her. She manages to put aside her fears by providing shelter and aid to neighbors who confront a flood. After the video, why not lead a class discussion in the importance of caring for trees and each other? In the continuing education section of April's GSO to Go, there are a couple of national social studies summer workshops that teachers can sign up for. There is Using U.S. Documents in the Classroom, which is a workshop that will show teachers how to use historical documents in the classroom that sharpen students' skills and enthusiasm for history, social studies, and the humanities. The other summer workshop is Congress in the Classroom, an award-winning education program that is developed and sponsored by the Dirksen Congressional Center. The four-day workshop is dedicated to the exchange of ideas and information on teaching about Congress. School Library Media Month is in April. The American Association of School Libraries has public service announcements that you can use in your school's broadcast system to promote the event. There are 15, 20, 25, 30, and 60-second audio and video PSA spots that you can download. Here is a sample of one of the PSAs from the AASL that features 2010 spokesperson and award-winning author Lori Hulse Anderson.
Hi, I'm best-selling author Lori Hulse Anderson. School libraries are the foundation of our culture, not luxuries. This April, Celebrate how communities thrive at your library. Celebrate School Library Month.
Also included in GSO2Go for April 2010 are articles on Earth Day, Math Education Month, and National Poetry Month. Everything mentioned in the April 2010 podcast is linked in this month's GSO2Go newsletter. We hope that you take the time to read GSO2Go and share it with other educators. To access this month's GSO2Go newsletter as well as other issues, just enter georgiastandards.org into your browser, click the Resources and Videos tab at the top of the webpage, and then click the Resources link in the left navigation. All the resource links will be listed in alphabetical order. Look for the GSO2Go newsletters link. GSO2Go is downloadable as a PDF, which means that you can read it on your PC, save it, or print it. There is an HTML text version as well. This is Tony Vlahakis for GSO2Go Voices. Thanks for listening to this month's podcast.